This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
They got him. Breaking overnight. This creep, James Andrew McGann, 28, of Springdale, murderer of the two parents on that hiking trail in Arkansas. The Devil's Den State Park. Killed the parents in front of their two girls, 7 and 9. There's something to that. You know what he did for a living? Fifth grade teacher. Yeah, they actually arrested him while he was getting his back to school haircut. What a creep. But there's something very interesting about this case to me as a former crime reporter. The answer to the question, is murder obsolete? Look how quickly they got him. This is a guy who was obviously factoring in technology. This is a guy who's obviously studied the downfall of other murderers by technology. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Because this is a guy who chose a park with no cell phone reception, who drove into the park where there were no cameras with a car that had the license plate taped over. And I wanted to know, would it work? Would that be enough? Could you go to a remote enough area to do this now where you could still go somewhere in our society to escape technology? Well, the first thing that the cops asked the public to do was people living along the route to the park. There was only one route he could travel, you know, at a certain distance of closeness because it was so remote. Ask them, hey, everybody go check your Ring camera. See if you got this guy. Which direction is he headed? Where's he going? So they could map his route till he got out on a main highway and then a thoroughfare. Somewhere there'll be cameras and then follow him block to block. And would that be enough? One of the most pioneering uses of tech was actually, to his credit, by Attorney General Alan Wilson in his office in this state, right here in South Carolina, in the Alex Murdaugh murder trial. What did him in was his Suburban, his OnStar data. They went in, they got it. Took a very long process of subpoenaing that and getting it. It wasn't easy. And they were able to track his vehicle's movement, speed, and location on the night of June 7th and destroy his alibi. Yes, he was at his mom's house, but not for 30 to 40 minutes, but just 20 minutes. They had to show he drove very high speed to get to and from the scene. Did him in. Put him at the scene. All of it done with the car. Look at Brian Koberger. Clearly studied that. Koberger's white Hyundai Elantra. Did him in. Captured on surveillance video. That's important. They didn't get the license plate. That's what's so crazy. And they still got him. Caught him on surveillance video circling the area near the victim's house in the early morning hours of the murders. And of course, I'm referring to Koberger's murder of four University of Idaho students in Moscow, Idaho. Footage showed the vehicle approaching the house multiple times before speeding away minutes later. Again, they didn't even have the plate and they got it. They put out an APB for it. That crossed state lines because it was within, you know, the area. And that was their first hit. He had it turned out, obviously registered it because he had to park on campus because he was an assistant professor. Cell phone records and surveillance footage would later place Koberger and his vehicles in the vicinity of the crime. So you go commit a murder, you got to leave your cell phone at home. You're going to stalk the victims, you got to leave your cell phone at home. They had him stalking them for months in his cell phone records. And finally, and I think this really sort of cinches the answer to our question, is murder obsolete now due to our advanced technology? Remember the confirmation with Koberger, he left some of his own blood on the knife sheath that was found beneath the first victim's body. They tested that blood. It wasn't, he didn't come up for a match. He's not in any database, any DNA database. But folks, understand this. If your second cousin, if your third cousin, I don't even know my third cousins. If they've gone and done the ancestry thing where you give DNA, guess what? They're going to find you. If a member of your family, even very distant, has committed a crime and they've got their DNA from that, guess what? They're going to find you. And so even though they didn't have Koberger's DNA in any database or any of those, you know, DNA companies, find your ancestry stuff, it didn't matter because he had a relative who had DNA and they knew that way for sure. So folks, you got to do perfect evasion of technology and leave no DNA behind. And the best shot at that now, folks, is got to be in the woods. It's got to be in the backwoods that you have of evading technology and not having that neat little crime scene. Folks, I hike a lot, and you got to go into the backwoods to find the beautiful places to hike. And you drive for miles and miles there. You're going to probably maybe have Ring cameras on some of those cabins, but they're going to be set back from the road. They may not catch as much. And so that was the central question I wanted answered with this Arkansas murder. This guy obviously took all of this into account. Could they catch him and how fast could they do it? So obviously this guy, and I think the next generation of killers, has watched this, has tuned into the Koberger case, has studied the errors, most of them with technology, has watched what happened with the Murdaugh murders and how the car was the problem in that case. They got him with the car OnStar, you know, data from the car. So obviously this guy has watched this. Look what he did. He goes to a park where there are no cameras. And this is something my husband's been trying to, you know, beg me and my daughter to stop hiking because he thinks these people are going to realize that you can't, murder's obsolete. You can't do it anymore. Not in a city. Too many cameras, too many Ring cameras. And they're going to move into the parks. And these backwoods hiking kinds of areas, camping areas, are going to become very dangerous. As the next generation of killers realizes they can't hunt in cities anymore. And sure enough, here's Arkansas. Here is former FBI agent Nicole Parker on the Arkansas killing and why he chose the place he did.
I hate to say it, but you are not safe anywhere. And I don't believe in living in fear, but I believe that we always have to have our head on a swivel. This was a part of the park that there was really no cell phone reception. This was a beautiful place. And so that would be a prime target for them. They can't even call 911 if they wanted to. But again, this individual was allegedly new to the area. Let's see what comes of this investigation. But again, my heart goes out to this family. My condolences. These children's lives.
So this is a guy who obviously studied the Koberger case. Probably studied the Murdaugh case. He goes, okay, and he covers his license plate. She can't see the plate. Goes to a remote area, no cell phone. That solves another problem. Now let's see how they got him. And this case was critical to me to answer this simple question, is murder obsolete? They brag in China, by the way, that it is. You could look that up. It's fascinating. They have over 1 billion government cameras in that country. That doesn't even count the private cameras. That's just the network of government cameras. They say you can't do crime anymore. It's impossible. I believe that. And so we live in this surveillance society, and that is really bad. I mean, it's probably 75% bad because our limits our freedoms, and it can very easily. But there is an upside. There's a silver lining, and it's this. And so I asked the question over the last couple of days, you know what they asked people to do? Let's see how they got him, by the way. They asked people to do it. They were going to track him mile by mile. They said, people, if you got a Ring camera, he probably passed by that route. Look on your Ring camera. See what you got. They put out the description of the car. It was a Mazda. How do you catch him then? You follow him. The first time I ever read this was an article in the LA Times. It was amazing. A convenience store clerk had been killed. And this was over 10 years ago. They didn't even have the high tech they do now. They followed him along his route, pulling camera video after camera video. Okay, he turned right here. We're going to go down this street, pull the cameras at these convenience stores. Okay, then we see him turning left. We're going to pull these cameras. And they went and went and went, tracked him all the way across town and got him. You can't hide anymore, not from the cameras. That's a double-edged sword.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
But I wanted to know, could this guy hide? How fast would they get him given his level of anonymity? If you were to leave your phone at home, as Koberger should have done, you'd have to almost at this point leave your phone at home, steal a car, or buy one, an older one, one with no tracking capability. Maybe I'm 15, 20 years old. Murdaugh made that mistake. 15, 20 years old, you have to pay cash, stash it somewhere, steal a license plate, or steal the car. I mean, it's starting to get very hard to random stranger kill. That is fascinating to me. Because I wrote a lot about murder as a crime reporter. Most fascinating article I ever did. I pulled 10 years worth of murder cases. I pulled every single murder case in Mecklenburg County, Charlotte, for 10 years. And I wanted to know, how many people get away with murder? 50%. Right around across the top, 50%. No one had ever been charged in those cases. And I don't know about you, but I was absolutely shocked by that rate. You get away with it half the time? I thought it would be much much lower. I thought it'd be like, 15% of them get away with it. And I want to answer the question, you know, if you're standing in line at the grocery store, you're at the park, you're standing next to other people, how many of these, I mean, people could theoretically be murders? And again, 50%, right on the nose, got away with it in Charlotte. So I went and interviewed homicide detectives, and I asked them, and they said, well, in most of these cases where they got away with it, we have an idea who did it. And most of the cases where they got away with it, they were drug crimes. It is one drug dealer killing another drug dealer, robbing another drug dealer, back, forth, back, forth, back, forth. And he said, quite frankly, we don't spend a lot of time on those cases. The scenes are a nightmare because a lot of times it's drug dens, drug houses, drug cars. There's so much DNA in there. It's so gross. A lot of the time with that lifestyle that comes with that, he said, we can barely decode the crime scene. It's such a mess. I mean, there's blood, there's DNA, there's other DNA. So we don't spend a lot of time on it anyway. Because whoever killed him is going to get killed next anyway. We got better things to do. We'll give it a cursory. But he said, nobody talks to us. No one cooperates. No one wants to help. We're just done. But he said, if you kill a husband, a wife, a boyfriend, a child, a family member, a friend, we're going to get you. And that's who's in the solved file. And I said, well, what about stranger killings? And he said, we get that most of the time too. It just takes us a long time. But he said the best way to get away with the stranger killings, is right in my article, is to kill someone you've never met before, you haven't stalked, and you don't know. That's what this guy did. If there's no connection between you and them, he said, we have a very hard time with it. Well, folks, that was over 10 years ago. Now, I don't know if you can stranger kill anymore. Not after the last year. This guy just tried it. He didn't last a week. They got him from nothing. And when you think about it, they got Koberger too without a license plate. Think how common a white Hyundai Elantra is. And in fact, the coverage at the time said when they were looking for it, but it's a very common car. Got him anyway. There's nowhere to hide, folks. And I would argue this kind of murder is obsolete. That's good news. These killers who are going to move into the countryside needed to see this to keep people who live in the countryside, rural areas, but also who hike and who are out there doing fun nature things safe. Going to get you anyway, even if there's no cell phone reception. Good luck. Folks, something I never leave home without. It's in my purse right now. It's Narcan. I bought it after the story, the Airbnb. Parents rented it, took their toddler for a beautiful vacation. Toddlers touch everything, as you know, because they're pulling up. And she was pulling up. She was walking, and she was touching the side table. Well, it turns out that vacation rental home had been rented the week before for a drug party. There was fentanyl. Just not even like, you know, bags of fentanyl, just the dust, the remnants. She touched it. It killed her. And I went, wow, okay. You know what? I'm going to get some Narcan. And that's the stuff, you know, you just put it in your nose and you hit it. It'll save your life. As I have kids and, you know, I just thought we could be wandering around anywhere. Stores, or, you know, we do a lot of traveling, things like that. Who knows who will need it? Well, did you see what just happened in Berkeley County? Did you see what happened? The poor sheriff's deputy. Oh, my God. She pulls over somebody. Drug hag. I'm not trying to be, she's a drug hag. You know that look they have when they do meth where they've aged themselves like 20 years in 18 months and people share their mugshot? That's who she pulled over. You could see this woman. So she's patting her down. God bless her. They don't pay me enough to do that kind of thing. Just deal with those people. Thank the Lord there are good people out there willing to deal with them and keep us all safe. Well, she pulls over a car, tells the drug hag to get out of the car. You know what he's all, never mind. Found a folded dollar bill in the suspect's bra. Inside of it was fentanyl dust. You know, it doesn't take much. Dollar bill contained the fentanyl. And the fentanyl is wrapped up. It's folded up in the dollar bill. Moments after handling the dollar bill, Lieutenant Kristen Riddle goes into a full-on drug overdose. The powder, she didn't have gloves on, going everywhere. This is what China's killing us with. Here's what that sounded like, because they didn't really have the Narcan hand. They had it in the car, but they had to figure out where it was. Her fellow deputy saved her. She is full on drug overdosing. It's crazy.
Sir, I need Narcan. I need Narcan.
Where is it?
In my car.
Why do
you need Narcan? 143. LT's overdose.
How did she need Narcan?
Just move.
That's the drug hag.
Where is it?
He's running. He can't find it.
Give me a minute.
Narcan.
Give me a minute. I got you. LT, I got
you. She's convulsing.
Narcan administered. Want another one?
Oh, yeah.
Ready?
Yeah. No, I don't think you did it on uniform.
I did.
Okay.
Two doses of Narcan administered.
Saved a life. That's a sheriff's deputy. She touched the fentanyl dust on the bill. By the way, if you want to know where you can get Narcan, by law in South Carolina, they have to sell it to you now. You go to any pharmacy. Sometimes they're a little confused when you're like, no, I'm going to buy the Narcan now. And they want to see ID. And I'm like, no, just sell it to me. After watching that, I've got one in my purse. I think I'm going to go pick up another one. I just like to have it on me. World in which we live, folks. Thank you, China. It's where it comes from.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.